Avery Thompson has worked for the Fairbanks Police Department for 16 years. When he started dating another detective in the department, she began to perceive that she was being treated differently than her male peers. She complained to the city's HR department and eventually to the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Office. Thompson supported his girlfriend's complaints with testimony of his own. After that, he started having trouble at the workplace.
Elena Malloy files an EEO complaint in November of 2020. The chief of staff and the director of human resources places me under an internal investigation to reveal the contents of her EEO complaint.
Thompson says since January, he's been excluded from investigations, training, and interagency work with the Alaska State Troopers and other local police agencies.
In January, the now chief of police directs my supervisor to deny my personal leave. I grieve that. By grieving that, then the mayor puts me under investigation for being untruthful.
He was put on administrative leave in March and told not to identify himself as a City of Fairbanks police detective. But his union representative told the city that was a violation of the employee contract. So, Thompson says, the city brought him back to work, but also cut his pay and changed his work duties, moving him down the street to City Hall.
They escorted me through the basement to a completely isolated work area and gave me a filing cabinet as a desk. I can see the police department through the windows.
The city has hired Chuck Kopp to conduct investigations into officers at FPD. Kopp is a former chief of police in Kenai, where he was later accused of sexual harassment. Kopp also served in the legislature.
The mayor recommended I be demoted to a police officer, 30 days of suspension, 6 months of probation. However, that's the logical punishment, is because if I'm a liar and I'm going to be demoted, I can't be a lying detective, but I can be a lying patrol officer. That doesn't make any sense. If you're a liar, you can't be a cop, no matter what your role is.
Thompson says his reputation and dignity have had enough, and he decided to quit. He has legal representation from the Northern Justice Project, a private civil rights law firm. Attorney Jim Davis says Thompson may file a lawsuit.
You know, how much money is the city of Fairbanks now going to spend defending this case and Elena's case? Gosh knows who else is the case.
The city of Fairbanks has been reluctant to comment, either from the mayor's office or the police department. Chief Ron Dupuy released this statement on Tuesday. FPD is committed to holding our officers responsible. The public deserves this. Our officers deserve this, as does our entire department. When complaints against officers are made or we become aware of possible misconduct, it's our duty to investigate in order to either clear the officer or, if the claims are substantiated, hold that officer accountable. I can confirm that Mr. Thompson did resign while investigations into his conduct were taking place. Thompson says he disagrees with that part of the statement and that he waited until all investigations were complete before he resigned. Chief Dupuy says he can't comment on matters that might end up in litigation, but finished his emailed statement Tuesday with this. I find it greatly disappointing that Mr. Thompson is attempting to undermine the public's trust in the Fairbanks Police Department. Our officers are doing an incredibly difficult job, and Fairbanks has every reason to be proud of their police department. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.